John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. Just talking a little spring football with Lays as the spring football game on Saturday. But I do want to find time because the audience is always in and out. You have a very special event. You're teaming up with Joey Sly on Sunday for a very big event in Blacksburg.
Yeah, absolutely. As he continues to seek the LLS Man of the Year nomination as part of that campaign, and folks in Richmond are certainly aware of that effort from LLS. But up here in Blacksburg, he's hosting a B-Match event from 12 to 4. At the Virginia Tech Indoor Practice Facility. He's trying to match the number of folks that get tested to be the match for bone marrow transplants while also raising funds and donations for LLS, which is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's going to be a great event. From the fun side, we've got a bunch of former football alumni coming back, and they'll be available for pictures and autographs. We're going to have some bubble soccer, from what I understand. There's going to be all kinds of food trucks and a lot of just Hokie spirit out there on what is always a fun weekend up here. So a lot going on, 12 to 4 at the Indoor Practice Facility. If you happen to be up in Blacksburg for the spring game, certainly swing on by, and you can catch more details at helpjoeykickcancer.com. And Wes, also, Joey has told me that my assignment on Sunday is he set me up a booth, and for a donation to LLS, I will be recording people's voicemail messages for them.
Nice. So you can go out, and we have all that information featured at foxsportsrichmond.com to help out Lays and Joey. It is on Sunday. Go check out foxsportsrichmond.com. And once again, his direct website for a donation is
helpjoeykickcancer.com.
All right, let's do a little lightning round. You first, my friend.
I can't stop seeing the Fast and the Furious movies, even though they're ridiculous. Is there a show or movie franchise have you remained invested in long after it was good?
Oh, man. That's a good one. I've never watched a single Fast and Furious movie.
First one's good, and that's about it.
Yeah, but why do you keep going back to the well?
I don't know. It's some sort of nostalgia. I was in a good place when I saw the first one. I felt like I was Paul Walker, living on the darker side of life, but also being good of heart. And it spiraled from there. And I don't want to spoil this new one for you, but at one point The Rock does kick a nuclear warhead while driving a tank on ice.
That's a walk-off line right there. Pro or con if the NCAA let two schools have an actual spring football game?
100% con. I don't think we'll ever get to that point, hopefully, but it would be completely detrimental to the process. The spring game's to figure out your own team. I think if most coaches were put to a lie detector, they'd love to just move on without probably having to do the spring game and show their hand. It would be the equivalent of a training camp day like you see in the NFL where two teams scrimmage themselves out. I just don't see the point, to be honest with you, with the injuries that could come in and the lack of level of competitiveness. I would be against it. Easter Bunny, top rope Teddy Roosevelt during the president's race, Wes. That's the hardest I've laughed in months. Best or worst thing you've ever seen?
That was fantastic. That was full-blown Tito Santana flying Ariba off the top rope. Absolutely loved it. So Will Compton of the Redskins yesterday kind of went into this Twitter. I guess he was watching a Rocky marathon, and he had questioned why Clubber Lang never fought Ivan Drago. Just kind of, you know, then Tommy Morrison came in the picture. So I put out a poll question. Who would win in a fight, Clubber Lang or Ivan Drago?
Well, who won in the poll question, first and foremost?
It's still going.
Who's winning?
Here we go. Refreshing. Getting it for you. Killing time. 74%. 74% right now have Ivan Drago.
Okay, 74% of your audience is intelligent. It wouldn't be a match, as we just discovered at the end of Rocky III. Clubber Lang was a lot of talk and not a lot of substance. Meanwhile, Ivan Drago was a physically manufactured machine who would destroy anybody except, of course, Philadelphia's favorite son and our beloved Rocky Balboa. So you could take the poll down. Ivan Drago is the unequivocal answer. My turn again, huh, after that one. What would you give, Wes, in your profession for the NFL draft to be moved up to tomorrow so you could stop talking and hearing about it?
I actually am a draft nerd.
I know. That's why I asked.
I know. I want another week to see how this all – I enjoy the intrigue, the possible trades, the rumors. I got to say, I eat it up. And I heard Dan Patrick use this comparison the other day. These mock drafts, they're like fast food. They're empty. They mean nothing. But they're really, really good. Final one for you, buddy. We find out Friday. What's your guess, boy or a girl?
I think the world's going to give you a girl, my friend. I just think that's the way that things go for you, and little Catherine will sashay into the world and find her place relatively quickly.
You already have a name. One.
I do. Well, I do if it's the other way. My final question to you, Lazarus McElroy. It's time, isn't it?
Lazarus.
Brendan Porter has had like 7 kids, the assistant general manager of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And with each one, I draw a little closer to getting him to just break down and name one after me.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, can you imagine just life with a baby Lays? Oh, no, no, no. You know what? I thought that and just came out of my mouth, and I don't even want to go there.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Little Lays, come here. Where's Little Lays at? Oh, man.
It'll be Laz.
See you, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Get better.
Thanks, my friend. He has been on this since we've told him. The whole Laz, Lays. And when I say he's been on this since we've told him and his girlfriend, it was basically like the third sentence of, congratulations, how you feeling, will you name the child after me? That's why we love him, Virginia. It's John Lays of the Voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Like divorce, if I name my child after John Lazer. Bradford and Jordan Burgess, two of VCU's finest, in studio joining us to talk some basketball next on Fox Sports 910.